Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Anyone who's felt it just loves God's grace. It's an assurance of His goodness and of our part in it. It's an assurance of His love. This week we've seen biblical accounts that show how we can experience it more often, how we can integrate it into our lives. We can feel God's grace by doing His will and by turning to Him for a spiritual perspective rather than just going along with a typical material viewpoint. No one was better at this than Christ Jesus. He was sure God was always with him. There's no question he felt God's grace, felt God's goodness and love. For instance, one time he was teaching in a synagogue, and his audience wasn't very receptive. In fact, they became pretty angry with him and took him to a hilltop, planning to throw him off it. But Jesus knew God's grace was right there. So what happened? As the Bible puts it, He, passing through the midst of them, went His way. The angry crowd couldn't touch Him. It didn't even faze Him. He just walked away, safe and sound, and found more receptive audiences more interested in God's grace. Jesus wasn't afraid to claim God's grace. We don't have to be either. We can integrate it into our lives. As we read in the book of Hebrews, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need." Amen to that.